Good morning and welcome to our Friday Chapel service. We begin our worship in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please join me in the readings regarding baptism that you'll find beginning in the front part of your hymn book on page 34. On the bottom of that page, page 34 in the front part of the hymn book, you will see the nature of baptism, the blessings, and the power. We will read those together responsively. What is baptism? Baptism is not just water, but it is the water used according to God's command and connected with His word. What is that word and command of God concerning baptism? Jesus says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you." And the blessings of baptism. What does baptism give or profit? Baptism effects forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, just as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says, Mark 16:16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And finally, the power of baptism. How can water do such great things? It is not the water that does these things, but the word of God which is in and with the water, and faith which trusts this word of God in the water. For without the word of God, the water is simply water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism. That is, a gracious water of life and washing of regeneration in the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul says, Titus 3, 5-8, "According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." This is a faithful saying. We rise to join in the hymn. I invite you to hear the words of our reading for this morning, taken from the second chapter of the book of Acts of the Apostles, beginning with verse 38. And this follows on the heels of St. Peter's Pentecost sermon to the massive crowd gathered in Jerusalem in the temple courtyard. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. Years ago, I was watching an interview with a lawyer, and he was talking about some of the interesting aspects of his work. He happened to be an attorney that worked in the field of inheritances and people's wills, and his job oftentimes was to go and talk to people and sometimes even find people in someone's will, and they were unaware that they were included in the will, sometimes distant relatives. And he would tell stories about how fun and interesting of a job this was, that maybe someone with a massive estate had included someone in their will, and this money was now to be given to them and distributed to them, this great treasure, and yet the people didn't even really know about it. And how exciting it was to bring that news to people and to get them to realize that you have inherited this. That's sort of what takes place for us whenever we have baptism, and we can see that reflected in St. Peter's words following his sermon on Pentecost. All of us in this world, because of the sin we are born in poverty, abject spiritual poverty. We have nothing to hold up before God that would please him. There's nothing about our lives that would cause us to somehow be considered good enough by God to accept us. And in front of us, all we have is a grave and death and the potential for everlasting condemnation by ourselves. But God, in his gracious goodness, has taken and written us into his will through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the ink of the will of God. The blood of Christ shed on the cross that made payment for every sin that would have kept you and me out of heaven. Through Christ, this has all now been forgiven. And so there is this massive, fantastic, heavenly, divine inheritance, this tremendous estate of God, this treasure of God that he now wants dispensed into the world. And he wants people to find out about it and to know about this and to hear about this. And so he has devised a way and different ways to bring that treasure to us. And one of those beautiful ways to dispense the treasure of Christ to us is the waters of baptism. That seems pretty lowly, seems pretty small, pretty insignificant. Martin Luther used to say, all of us are tempted to look at baptism and stare at it the way a cow stares at a barn door. Like, what is the big deal? But God, when you look at what God says in Scripture about it, what he attaches to this tremendous sacrament is amazing. Just look at the words in front of us. It's for the remission of sins. You're baptized to have your sins forgiven. St. Peter says, when this happens, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's faith, the one thing that can take us to heaven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, is this to be a selective process? Only certain people get this? No. Look what Peter yells to the crowd that day following his sermon. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Men, women, children, let every one of you be baptized. The promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. That's talking about us today. As many as the Lord our God will call. So what a blessing it is for us again on our campus today, for Kylia, to have an opportunity to see the Lord working through this wonderful sacrament to deliver these tremendous blessings to her. And may all of us reflect on the blessings we have received in our baptism as well. And because of that, the great inheritance that's waiting for us above. Amen. Let us now join our hearts in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ask Kylie to come forward. It was customary in the church to make the sign of the cross on the one being baptized. The merciful and eternal God, who alone saves from all evil, and who graciously called you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, through our Savior Jesus Christ, deliver you from the power of darkness, sin, death, and Satan, and preserve you in his faith and truth, now and forevermore. Amen. So, Kylia, I will ask you these questions. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in God the Son, the Redeemer of the world? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life? Yes. And do you wish to be baptized?
Yes.
Kylia Ray Irwin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Together in confessing the faith into which Kylia has been baptized. We join in the Apostles' Creed. You will find that on page 135. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. And let us pray. Almighty, eternal God, our heavenly Father, we give you heartfelt thanks that you continually preserve and increase your holy Christian church, and that you have now led Kylia to receive the washing of the new birth to eternal life. We pray you to preserve her in the grace of baptism so that she may grow in faith, walk in newness of life by the power of Christ's resurrection, and finally receive the inheritance of the saints in heaven. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Kylia, receive the baptismal blessing. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all of your sins. May he strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Thanks be to God. Turn to your seat. Please rise. Death, you cannot end my gladness. I am baptized into Christ. When I die, I leave all sadness to inherit paradise. Though I lie in dust and ashes, face assurance brightly flashes. Baptism has the strength divine to make life immortal mine.
this lifelong comfort show. Open-eyed, my grave is staring. Even there I will sleep secure. Though my flesh awaits its praising, still my soul continues praising. I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise.
And now may the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Amen. Please be seated. We've been blessed to have two baptisms this week. This is wonderful. Welcome, Kylia. And once again, I ask that maybe as our way of welcoming her into the baptized membership of the Christian Church, that we would give her a thanks and appreciation. God's blessings to all of you today and through the weekend in His grace. Thank you.